possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
That has to take the cake for one of the worst places to get pulled over.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Yeah, in the school bus line. I'm like, okay. I mean, school drop-off line. And literally, no, I mean, it was, the cars were backed up from the light to turn to go to the school. It's about a mile, a little bit. It was all the way, had to be all the way back.
Oh, God.
It was like a 10-minute process. And I'm like,
when you were close enough to see the guy get pulled over?
Yeah, because I was like 20 cars back. Right. You can see. I was like, why is there a police car in the turn line? And you see it's a car pulled over.
But then I would imagine there's people far enough back that don't even know what's going on.
Don't know what's going on. And then there's like, cars coming from the other way that turned left at the light. So it was just a clusterfuck.
God.
And people not patient, like, okay, I'm cutting, you're all, I'm like, come on, man. Do you see this big-ass truck that I'm driving right now? This lady got damn near up under the damn fender. Like,
yeah.
You know what? You got it. Your kid's more important than mine.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's like at Lily's school.
Yeah, your kid's more important than mine.
You have to kind of circle around the back, and then you come back around to drop them in the front, and it goes from one lane to two lanes and then back to one lane. I don't really know why it does that, but maybe so more cars can fit around back. Anyway, pretty common protocol when you're going back to one, every other, right? Yeah. Zipper, you, me, you, me, you, me. And this morning, a guy wasn't paying attention, and like three cars just had to go in because he wasn't paying. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
You're not
up there?
Here that long. Get off the goddamn fart. Like,
what could you possibly be doing?
You're not in line that fucking
You're really
long.
Not
get
in
off,
line.
Get
that
off your
long.
Fucking phone.
Yeah. Yeah, and even though, like, it's going so slow, you could be on your phone if you want, but pay attention to what's going on in front of you. But yeah, people get really impatient.
Yeah, that, the light. Okay, lady, you can't turn. Go get mad at the police because he said you can't turn left.
Yeah.
Like, go the other way. Like, she was like, the light turned back red because she was like looking at officer, was pointing that way. And officer was like, no, go, you got to go right.
Right.
Look at the sign right there where it says no right turns during these, no left turns during a specific time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was
one like, thing I know it's going to happen eventually because when you loop back around the school, the line, like the front of the line, goes back by you.
Yes.
So eventually, I know I'm going to see somebody try to just go through.
Jump in, yeah.
I do that at the Chick-fil-A near me. They wrap around the building, and I'm like, I there's no line. I can pull. I don't
right.
do it when there's a line.
Sure.
But when there's no line, I'm like, why would
just,
I wrap around?
I just know at some point there's going to be some morning where some parent is in such a rush where they're going to try to signal and be like, can I get in? It's going to be like, I hope. I mean, you can't do that. Like, you. If you were in a rush, you should have left earlier.
You guys ever
I don't know what to tell you.
It kind of relates to this. Like, every once in a while, I would just be in a good mood or be in a patient mood. I'm like, I'm not in a rush. Go for it. I do that sometimes, like, on the street, like letting multiple cars turn or whatever. I'm like, ah, I'm early already. Go on, go on. And I'm sure people behind me are like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Oh, I'm sure people behind me hate me. I'm Mr. If somebody's trying to get out of a driveway or whatever, come on. Come on in.
Yeah, like one car, fine.
I just know that, you know.
You'd like it to be reciprocated at that
point? Yeah, if it's me, I'd like it to for them to let me in. And then I also know that like a lot of people just aren't going to let them in. So they might sit there for however long. It's like, come on.
I do enjoy, because you can, if you're paying attention on the highway, you can see when people put their turn signal on and then other people speed up to block them.
Oh,
in.
I know.
It's always it's
like
so
all
funny
they're trying to do is merge over.
Merge over, dude.
Like, why do you hate them so much?
And that's why sometimes if I'm going to get like a semi-aggressive merge, I won't signal. Because I'm like, as soon as I signal, this guy speeds up to block me out.
I hadn't thought about
that. If I don't signal, I have the space. Like, I can make the merge.
If you signal, the guy's going to close the
asshole,
gap.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I can merge easily.
People definitely do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you know, I'll look at a guy, I'm like, this guy's going
to
be.
It's so funny because you're supposed to do the opposite. Like, if you see the signal, you're supposed to kind of lay back and let him in a little bit into the gap. People will close that gap and not let you in, like. What,
well, are you going to get there any faster?
What do you think you're winning
you
by doing that?
Today, are you going to get there
today
any faster?
I accidentally closed off when someone had put their signal on, and then when I realized that they were trying to get in, now they were way too passive, and that's on them. But when I realized, like, because they tried like four times to get into my lane, the two cars ahead of me, three cars ahead of me, then back to one car ahead of me, and I, when it finally came back down, I gave them ample space, and they got in. It wasn't a big deal. But also, like, you got to get in, man. Like, you got to go.
At a certain point, you just got to, you got to take the gap.
They weren't, like, waiting. They were, like, a third of the way into the lane and pulled back out. Right. They did that
they
twice.
They got scared.
I'm like, you got to go. So I gave them ample space, though.
I got pulled over in front of CNN. I was dropping Lily off with Ashley months ago, and I got pulled over as I pulled into the lot to drop her off. So, like, when Ashley came out to pick up Lily, the cop was at my window. Ashley was like, what's going on? I was like, I don't have my
tag.
Didn't do my sticker, tag. Yeah. So, you know, Ashley was like, is he in trouble? And the guy was like, I mean, not really. Like, I'm giving him a ticket. But Lily remembers it. Like, remember when you got arrested?
Yes. That's what they always remember.
Like, you got to rephrase that. I did not get arrested.
Especially about the grandparents.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, or mix or company. Just, just regular
Daddy,
company.
Daddy, remember when you got arrested?
Yeah, because that's when they usually bring that shit up when there's just random people around that barely know y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Dad, you remember you got arrested? Look up. Arrested?
Like, no, I didn't get arrested. I got pulled over and Lily was in the car. She loves bringing it up, though.
Yeah.
Anytime we see a police officer when we're driving, she's like, is he going to pull you over? It's like, Lily, it's the first time I got pulled over in 20 years. You just happened to be in the car. All
right. Do you ever pass a cop on the side of the road and not look in your rear view?
I think it's a 10 cents you have to do.
Because like, even when time. I know I'm like not,
I'm like not speeding.
Yes,
like,
you always do.
I'm probably speeding, but not enough to be pulled over. Like if I'm going 68 on 285, like they're not pulling me
right. They're not going to.
But you always
but
look.
I still look
every time.
Yes, you always look. You always look. Yeah,
and they always jet out late, and I'm like, is that me or is that any of the 20 cars that have now passed him?
What about if there's a police officer driving on the freeway, and he's going?
I'm never passing that
right.
guy.
He's going like the speed limit. You're not going to go past him.
Well.
No. I don't do that.
Him.
But I'll bite inch past. I'm
like
the
2 miles an hour faster.
I got pulled. We got pulled over once. I never missed. Me and Terrence were going to my mom's house to go see my sister play basketball. We were on 75 South, and Terrence was driving. And like the police car, he was going by 75. Terrence flew past him by 80. Policeman pulled him over, rolled down the window. He said, "Hi, I'm Officer So and So." And then he's like, "I just thought you wanted to meet me." he let us go.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he let us go. But it was just funny. He pulled us over, came to the car, and was like, "Yeah, I just wanted to meet you. I guess you just guys wanted to meet me or something." Okay, I mean, you just gonna fly past me like that,
right?
Yeah,
because obviously I'm going 10 miles over the speed limit, and you're gonna pass me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
I'll also do the like.
It does suck when they're going the speed limit, though.
Yeah,
and you're like,
then you have to go the speed
and
limit.
Everybody's going the normal speed of traffic, and then everybody has to slow down.
I will be like, that's a Cobb County cop car, and we're in DeKalb.
And I will do that, too. I'll do that, too.
Yeah, oh, can they not pull you over?
If it's not the state trooper, yeah, I do that all the time.
In my mind, they can't.
Really?
Yeah.
If DeKalb County police officer can't pull me over in Cobb County?
I'm going past him.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
I'm assuming he's on the way home.
Hell yeah.
I'm assuming he's on the way home.
It is always funny. Like, that's funny. But then it's especially funny if you see, like, you know, because little towns will have police, too. And every once in a while, you'll see, like, a... you know, like a Dahlonega police officer. And it's like, what the fuck are they doing in Smyrna?
Yeah.
Like, that's a long way from home, ma'am. What are you?
Or those fucking rinky dink, that damn Whitesburg, Georgia. It's like when I was going to pick up the kids when they live in Carrollton and you have to go.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It would go from 55 to 45 to 25. And the old ass policeman be sitting there at the 25 marker. You go 27, he pours your ass over.
That's how it is up through Tallulah Gorge, too. Because once you come down the hill, it goes from 55 to 45 to 35.
It's so fast.
And they'll get you. Like I've seen, they get people almost every time we drive through there.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.